Hello, you're listening to English Waves, and this is Robert Shepherd with Famous Americans. This man needs very little introduction. He was the 44th President of the United States and the first African American to serve in the office. First elected to the presidency in 2008, he won a second term in 2012. It can only be Barack Obama. He was born Barack Hussein Obama II on 4th August 1961 in Honolulu, Hawaii, making him the first president not born on the mainland. His mother, Ann Dunham, was a white American with predominantly English ancestry, while his father, Barack Obama Sr., was a black Kenyan. They met while studying at the University of Hawaii. Obama's parents married in February 1961, and baby Barack arrived 6 months later. However, the couple separated the same month their baby was born, so Anne could attend the University of Washington in Seattle for a year. Obama's father completed his economics degree in Hawaii before moving on to Harvard. The Obamas divorced in 1964, and Obama Sr. returned to Kenya, where he married for a third time. Obama said he barely knew his father during his early years and was only visited by him once in Hawaii in 1971. Obama Sr. was killed in a road accident in 1982. Barack was 21 at the time. In 1965, a year after her divorce, Obama's mother remarried. The gentleman's name was Lolo Soetoro, an Indonesian graduate student also from the University of Hawaii. Lolo returned to Indonesia in 1966 and was followed 16 months later by Obama and his mother. The family lived in different parts of Jakarta from 1967 to 1970, and Obama is still able to speak basic Indonesian to this day. In 1971, Obama returned to Honolulu to live with his maternal grandparents and attend a private preparatory school. The future president of the United States wrote and talked about his use of alcohol and illegal drugs like marijuana and cocaine when he was a teenager. He said it was down to not understanding who he really was. Obama has a half-sister with whom he was raised and 7 half-siblings from his father's family. In 1981, Obama moved to Columbia University, where he majored in political science and English literature. Then in 1988, just before joining Harvard Law School, Obama travelled to Kenya to meet his paternal relatives. He said it helped him understand what his dad had been through, and also helped Obama understand more about himself. When Obama was at Harvard, he spent the summer months back at home in Chicago, where he worked at different law firms. In June 1989, Obama met a lady by the name of Michelle Robinson when they were both working at a firm called Sidley Austin. Robinson initially resisted Obama's advances, but she eventually fell for him, and they were engaged in 1991, then married in 1992. They went on to have 2 daughters, Malia Ann and Natasha, although she's known as Sasha. While he was still at Harvard, Obama became the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review, something that led to a publishing contract and advance for a book about race relations. It evolved into Obama's memoirs, which was published in 1995 as Dreams of My Father. That same year, Obama's mother died of cancer. A year later, a very distraught Obama ran for the Illinois State Senate and won the Democratic nomination for the seat. Democrats, however, were in the minority, and therefore Obama time and time again failed to pass his initiatives. Nevertheless, Obama was re-elected to the Illinois Senate in 2002. In January 2003, Obama entered the race for the United States Senate. In November 2004, 43-year-old Obama achieved something unprecedented. He won 70% of the vote. Obama's star was rising, so in February 2007, he went for the jugular and announced his candidacy for President of the United States in the 2008 US presidential election. Obama defeated Senator Hillary Clinton in the primaries to become the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. He was riding on the crest of a wave with public and media support pushing him toward the finish line when his grandmother, Madeline Dunham, age 86, died of cancer just one day before the presidential election. On 5th November 2008, Barack Obama made history yet again to win the US presidential election and become the first African American president of the United States. Obama spent two terms in power and, like any world leader, made a number of popular and unpopular decisions. He introduced Obamacare, which was designed to help the poorer end of society with medical expenses, and he also helped thaw relations with communist neighbor Cuba. In addition to that, he presided over the hunting down and assassination of terrorist Osama bin Laden. With no scandal associated with his 8 years in power, he goes down as one of the country's most popular presidents. Barack Obama's presidency ended at noon on 20th January 2017, immediately following the inauguration of his Republican successor, Donald Trump. Stay tuned to English Waves.